I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday doubled down on his plan for the United States to take control of Gaza as he hosted Jordan's King Abdullah II at the White House. Trump wants Jordan and Egypt to permanently take in the Palestinians to make room for future development, a plan the president said will be wonderful for the Middle East.
With the United States being in control of that piece of land, a fairly large piece of land, you're going to have stability in the Middle East for the first time. And the Palestinians, or the people that live now in Gaza, will be living beautifully in another location. They're going to be living safely.
King Abdullah and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi have rejected Trump's plan to forcibly relocate an estimated 1.9 million Palestinians from the enclave. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that a ceasefire with Hamas will end and intense fighting would resume in Gaza if more hostages held by the militant group are not freed by Saturday. AP correspondent Josh Fetterman explains that Netanyahu is facing a tough decision.
Now, Saturday is a few days off. That gives time for international mediators to work behind-the-scenes diplomacy in hopes of restoring this ceasefire. But in the meantime, Netanyahu has ordered the Israeli military to beef up troops in and around Gaza. A resumption of the war would be disastrous for the people of Gaza, who are only beginning to recover from 15 months of heavy fighting. It also would spell trouble for the families of remaining Israeli hostages. They are calling on Netanyahu to stick with the ceasefire. So Netanyahu in the coming days will face heavy pressure from multiple directions and have some very difficult decisions to make.
That was AP correspondent Josh Fetterman. This is VOA News. President Trump welcomed American teacher Mark Fogel to the White House late Tuesday, hours after Fogel was freed from Russia. Fogel had been detained in Russia since August 2021 for bringing medically prescribed marijuana into the country. He was convicted in 2022 and sentenced to 14 years in prison. The administration of former President Joe Biden classified Fogel as wrongfully detained late last year. Fogel said he felt like the luckiest man on earth as he stood next to Trump. Trump said he appreciated what Russia did in letting Fogel come home, but declined to specify the details of any agreement with Moscow. The president also said another hostage release would be announced Wednesday. The 27-nation European Union on Tuesday quickly vowed to stand firm against Trump's move to impose 25% tariffs on their steel and aluminum exports. EU Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič told the European Parliament that the tariffs will hurt the economies of the U.S. and the entire globe.
The U.S. will be taxing its own citizens, raising costs for its own business, and fueling inflation. In addition, tariffs are not only harmful for the trading partners directly involved, but also risk having disruptive effects for many others, as well as the global trading system as a whole. Put simply, it is a lose-lose scenario.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters in Paris that the tariffs would be entirely unjustified and promised that Canadians will resist strongly and firmly if necessary. California's state-run plan that provides insurance to homeowners who can't get private coverage needs $1 billion more to pay out claims related to the recent Los Angeles wildfires. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The FAIR plan is an insurance pool that all major private insurers pay into. The plan then issues policies to people who cannot get private insurance because their properties are deemed to be too risky to insure. California's State Insurance Department says it's the first time that the FAIR plan has sought approval for additional money in more than 30 years. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. space agency NASA has come up with a solution to bring back two astronauts from the International Space Station earlier than anticipated. Officials said Tuesday that SpaceX will switch capsules for upcoming crew flights to bring Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams home in mid-March. Problems with a newer capsule could have pushed Wilmore and Williams' return into late March or April. The veteran astronauts arrived at the ISS on Boeing's Starliner capsule in June for what was supposed to be a short test flight. But numerous technical problems prompted NASA to bring Starliner back to Earth without Wilmore and Williams. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.